Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody. It is Laura Jackson here. Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, where our goal is to educate and empower women to take control of your health and your fitness through our weekly podcast, where we talk all about fitness, nutrition, wellness, mindset, and these are just to name a few of the topics that we cover. So I'm one of your co-hosts, Laura Jackson. I'm also the founder of Fit Chicks Academy, certified holistic nutritionist, personal trainer, transformation coach. I'm sure you guys don't want to hear my whole resume, but you're learning from someone who's legit today. Also, typically I am here with my co-head chick, Amanda. Today I'm rolling solo, but typically it's her and I. We're chatting about all different things in the industry, or sometimes we're solo, or sometimes we have some amazing guests on, like some of our past guests have been Danette May, we've had Jillian Michaels, we've had Anna Render. So we also make sure that we're bringing you some of our favorite top female experts in fitness, nutrition, and wellness to, of course, add on to the awesomeness that we already talk about. Okay, so let's dive into this week's episode. We are now on episode number 182 of Fit Chicks Chat. And in today's topic, since I'm running solo, rolling solo, I want to talk to you guys about my favorite topic, which is about nutrition. So we are mid-January and everyone is in this fat loss craze. And I'm seeing a lot of things that are making me a little bit uncomfortable because they are probably doing more damage than good. So in this episode, I'm going to be breaking out my top three strategies to eat more to lose more for fat loss in 2019. I think that sounded pretty good. And before we dive into it, I just want to remind you guys that this show is brought to you by Fit Chicks Academy, where we certify women in fitness and nutrition and help you guys build amazing businesses through our certification programs, such as our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program, and our new business program about how to create and build an online business program called the Online Biz Builders Lab. So all of those can be checked out for any upcoming certifications. We have a bunch in early 2019 at fitchicksacademy.com. I also want to make sure you guys head on over before we keep on going to download the free ebook that is going to go along with this podcast. So we created an ebook called The Top 5 Fat Loss Secrets to Jumpstart 2019. And you can head on over to fitchicks.com/fatloss, where a lot of the strategies I'm talking about today are going to be in that book. So you will actually have something physical to be able to implement the things we're talking about today. Okay, so again, it's fitchicks.com/fatlosssecrets. You just go put in your email and you can get the free top 5 fat loss secrets guide. And we're talking about a lot of really juicy stuff that you might not know can really jumpstart your fat loss. Okay, so without further ado, let's dive into it with episode 182. Okay, guys, so as I mentioned in the intro, I am going to be chatting with you guys about some nutrition strategies to help you jumpstart 2019, specifically how to eat more to lose more. So there's a lot of fat loss lies going around right now. We are in the full craze, the fitness and nutrition industry craze in January that happens every January that makes my skin crawl because it leads to a lot of crash diets. It leads to a lot of feeling like a failure. It also can lead to a lot of damage to your body because people jump on these programs and are either cutting their calories really low, cutting out complete macronutrients. So our macronutrients are our carbs, our proteins, and our fats. So cutting out one of those completely where our body needs all of them, or you end up getting on these really crazy, you know, like eating, not eating foods that you think are quote unquote unclean. So I really want to break through those myths and I want to give you guys some strategies that totally will work. Okay. So just to give you top line, some of the fat loss lies I have actually been hearing this month alone is eat less than 1200 calories a day. So there's still that one going around. Eat meal replacement shakes and or low calorie / low fat foods if we want to lose weight. Cut out carbs completely. So this is definitely a hot one. As I mentioned earlier, we tend to like to cut out a macronutrient and our body needs all of them. So unless you're cutting out carbs, you're going to gain weight. Not eating foods that are quote unquote unclean. So that clean eating trend is really still out there that you have to only eat clean foods in order to lose fat or to be healthy. And these are just to name a few of them. So if all of these lies were correct, guys, and this is something I always like to tell my students and I like to tell people in my courses, like, let's just step back and take a logical think about this. Okay. So if all of these lies, that the ones I just talked to you about, have been around forever, so every gen they tend to come out more, but these have been around for years and years and years. If these actually were truth and they actually worked, then why are we dealing with an obesity epidemic in North America? And why, even if you take it to your own personal life, and maybe you're just, you know, you're looking to lose 5 or 10 pounds, why, if you've tried any of those things, have you maybe lost weight for the short term, but you gain it back super quickly, or you literally cannot stick to it because you're going insane, right? Why would that not work? Because they are designed to make you fail. And I shouldn't even just say that, but also it's because, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a reason, a little bit of a science-y kind of lesson in my chick speak. But basically what happens is when you follow some of these lies, so when you cut your calories drastically or you cut out your carbs, especially because we have to remember, guys, our veggies are our carbs, right? Our veggies are packed full of fiber. Those are the carbohydrates that, even when we do cut out a lot of carbs in the ketogenic diet or in a low carb diet, people, tend to be cutting out a lot of their vegetables as well, because they are carbohydrates and they're fruits. But when we cut out carbs or any macronutrient for that matter, and also when we cut out all of our all-time favorite foods. So let's say your favorite food is wine, which to me, that's a food group sometimes. Like, I don't know about you guys, but like when people say alcohol is a macronutrient, but it's not necessary for survival, I could actually probably debate that at times in my life. But yeah, so when we put our labels on these foods, like clean and unclean, and we never eat our favorite foods again, like wine or like chocolate or cheese, maybe Doritos are your thing. Maybe it's, you know, a croissant, whatever it is that you have now put in your mind that that's a bad food. When we do these things for ourselves, we are setting up our body and our minds to fail. Okay. And this is not just like, okay, that's nice, Laura, we're setting ourselves up to fail. Why are we setting ourselves up to fail? And how do you know that your body is set up to fail or your mind is set up to fail? Because that's when we start to feel these uncontrollable food cravings. And I'm sure you're probably listening to this being like, yeah, I've experienced those before. So this is the one thing I have been a part of, over 10,000 women's weight loss journeys. And the one thing that comes up all the time with them when they're trying to lose weight or trying to lose fat or change their body composition is my struggle. And I always ask them, what has been your struggle in the past? My struggle has always been these uncontrollable food cravings. Because again, when we cut those calories and when we cut out macronutrients and when we also put foods as good and bad, these are things that our body and our mind react to. Now, why do they react this way? So what ends up happening first, it's actually physiologically, your body has a response to it. So our stomachs and our digestive tracts are really cool. There is a communication going on between them and our brain at all times. So when we eat something, there's these things called receptors that send messages, okay? And within our stomachs and our digestive tract, there's stretch receptors and there's nutrient receptors. So these two types of receptors gauge how much we eat. So when we eat enough and our stomach stretches, those stretch receptors say to the brain, hey brain, guess what? We have enough food down here. I want you to turn off your cravings. I want you to make sure, you know, to send the message to everything else that we are full because we got enough food in the tank. Okay. The brain says, great, thanks for the message. And then next thing you know, you feel satiated and you're not out there crawling through the cupboards in an hour, right? Same thing goes for the nutrient receptor. So when we eat foods that are full of vitamins and minerals and things our bodies truly need to function, then what ends up happening is that there's another message that goes up to the brain and says, hey, we have enough vitamins and minerals. We have the raw materials that we need to survive. Brain, thanks for turning on those cravings to make us hungry because now we got the nutrition we need. Now I want you to turn off all those cravings and, you know, again, you feel totally satiated. Okay, so there's this conversation that's happening. So the problem when we are cutting our calories drastically, we're not eating as much, right? So then your stomach, the stretch receptors never get fired. So you're constantly, your stomach's kind of sending that message. Yeah, you know what? We don't have enough food down here. Go out and go find some more. And how do we tell, how does the brain tell our body to go find more food? Turns on the cravings. So that's why these low calorie diets are not working. The other thing too, is if we're eating a lot of food, so even if we're eating enough that we think should fire those stretch receptors, but if they're foods like just chips or ice cream or things that are void of a lot of vitamins and minerals that our body needs and the macronutrients our body needs, what ends up happening is we can keep eating them, but we're essentially starving, right? Because our nutrient receptors aren't saying, hey guys, we got enough food in here. Like that's good food with the stuff we need to function and to be our best. So you know what, go out there and find the food that does have that. But now with all these processed foods, there's a lot of miscommunication. Our bodies are kind of confused, right? So we're eating way more calories than we need, but we're still starving and having these cravings, because one of the reasons is, of course, that we're not having that conversation correctly with our stomach. So that's why, like I said, when you cut the calories drastically, when you cut out food groups, when you cut out food groups, that's when you are literally feeling so hungry, because that conversation is not happening the way it's supposed to happen. Okay, so that's setting up your body to fail. Now, what happens, I said, is you set up your body and your mind to fail. So what happens in your mind that's setting you up for failure when you are not eating the right types of foods, or when you're having a disordered relationship with food? Because when you start putting foods on the good and bad page, okay, and this is something that I know that I learned very early on, because I dealt with an eating disorder for over 15 years and my relationship with food was absolutely horrible. I would have such bad anxiety if I would eat something that I had in my brain thought of as unhealthy, which would then send me into a binge cycle. And I'm sure a lot of you listening can totally relate to that. You're like, no, I'm eating super good on my diet. And next thing you know, you go to a party and you have a piece of cheesecake and you're like, screw it. I screwed up my diet. I'm going crazy. And before you know it, you're in like a cheese coma and you're, you know, 12 glasses of wine in and you're like, what happened? This is because when you set up these strict boundaries, you're also setting up your mind to fail. Our body is built that when we see something that we can't have, we want it more, right? And when we label these foods good and bad, clean and dirty, unhealthy and healthy, off limits, all of these things, we're creating a really negative relationship, and our subconscious is secretly going and seeking it out. So this is where those uncontrollable food cravings come in from a mental perspective. Okay, so how can we eat more to lose more without these cravings from an emotional and a physical level? Or without having like a mental breakdown where we're like, oh my gosh, I hate eating healthy, and you're not getting to your goals, you're feeling like a failure, you feel like you suck, and it just feels like this never ending cycle, right? So these are my top three strategies, okay? And again, go get the book, fitchicks.com/fat loss secrets to find out. You're going to get some more information in addition to what I'm telling you guys, as well as charts and all the stuff that are going to complement this podcast. So the first thing to eat more to lose more is you have to look at the source of your food, okay? Before you even start thinking about a single calorie or amount of food that you're eating, I want you guys to focus on the quality of your food. Because when we give our body the fuel that it needs to burn fat, when we give our body the vitamins and the minerals and all of the stuff to go through the processes, our metabolism needs a lot of different vitamins and minerals. It needs different cofactors and enzymes, and all of these things are mostly found in real whole food. So if we can start to look at where our food is coming from, we're giving our body those materials to be able to do its job and function optimally. You know, I always think about gas in the tank, right? Like, you're not going to have a car, whether it's a Porsche or whether it's like my car, which I had a Chevy Cobalt, which I just got rid of. After 10 or 15 years, the thing was pretty sad. But even with my Chevy Cobalt, I'm not going to put molasses in the tank, right? I'm not going to put sand in the tank and expect my car to run. We've got to give the real good stuff to our cars, which are our body, to make sure that we can run optimally. So that's the first thing, is to look at the source, okay? The second thing is when it comes to eating more to lose more, is I just mentioned all about those cravings, right? When those stretch receptors and those nutrient receptors aren't sending the right messages that we've got enough nutrition and we've got enough food, uncontrollable cravings set in. And we all know that when you have an uncontrollable craving, right, it is horrible. Like, it is like fighting a dragon, a losing battle. You're like sitting there and you're like, hey, there's ice cream in the freezer. No, I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to eat it. Keep thinking about it. Keep thinking about it. It's a dirty food. No, it's not on my diet. No, no, no. Next thing you know, the whole thing's gone. You're like, how did that just happen? Okay. So to set yourself up for success, to crush those cravings, we want to make sure our bellies are full and our bellies are full with nutrition. And that is what we call at Fit Chicks called the volume method. So this is all about bulking up your meals without bulking up your calories. So it's adding the things that are going to, that are lower in calories, right? That are going to fill the stomach, that's going to hit the stretch receptors and going to hit those nutrient receptors too. So when we, so what is the number one food to bulk up your meals? Low glycemic vegetables, low glycemic fruits. So when I talk about low glycemic, and I've talked about this before on the podcast, if you go back to past episodes, you're going to hear me go into this a lot, but they're my secret weapon. For myself, I personally have lost close to 50 pounds and kept it off for 8 years, but I couldn't have done it without this volume method. Because what it does, like I said, is it adds that bulk to your foods, which is going to trick your body into feeling fuller. Well, it actually, you are fuller. But you're still going to be able to enjoy what you're eating. You just get to essentially eat more of it. So for example, some of the low glycemic vegetables that I love to incorporate they're obviously all of the watery vegetables, but things like kale, spinach, zucchini, cauliflower, peppers, tomatoes, green beans. I always have in my fridge different containers of baby greens so I can throw them in, whether it be to a soup, to a smoothie, whether it be to add them into if I'm doing a wrap. So if you think about it, if you're adding in something like, let's say, a cup of coleslaw, right? I have bags of coleslaw. I love pre-bagged veggies, low glycemic veggies. So again, all your greens, all your coleslaw, broccoli slaw, all those things that come in your food in the grocery aisle that are like already pre-bagged, they're all amazing low glycemic veggies. And they're already cut for you and they're ready to go to toss into anything. Even bags of cauliflower rice, spiralized zucchini is already pre-done for you. You can also hit the frozen section and get all the frozen greens. But let's say you're having a wrap. You take a cup of coleslaw and add that with a nice dressing, put that into your wrap. You suddenly have just taken, let's say, a turkey wrap that you, well, it's a little, you know, it's got the protein there, you know, you've got some fiber, a little bit of fat. It's going to make you feel full, probably not for that long, but you add in a nice cup of coleslaw into that. And what's going to happen is now you've only added probably about 10 calories, but you are going to fill up that belly. Okay. Same thing when you're making soups, add in cauliflower rice. It's barely, it's almost as like a little noodle in there. It almost tastes like a little like barley or something like that. 10 calories, bulking it up, lots of fiber. So that's when it comes to low glycemic vegetables. Not only are they low in calories and high in nutrients, they're also really high in fiber. And fiber is your best friend to making sure you feel full and making sure you don't have cravings. So that's number two. And if you go to download that book, fitchicks.com/fatlosssecrets, we have the whole list there, how you can incorporate some of my best ideas to make sure that you're bulking up your meals without bulking up your calories. Okay. So that is number two. Number three. So we already talked about looking at the source of your food. We talked about crushing your cravings with the volume method. The third thing is about having a structured flex meal every single week. Now, for years, we've heard about this thing called the cheat meal, right? Now, I do not like the word cheat meal. I don't like the premise around it. Because what has happened is that number one, a cheat meal makes you feel like you're cheating or you're doing bad, which doesn't send a good emotion, like a good conversation to your emotions, to your mindset, to your relationship with food, because you have to have a good relationship with food for the long haul. Most women, we don't have a healthy relationship with food, right? We see either food as our enemy, food as our soothing companion, food as our friend. We see it as our sorrow partner who when we're sad, we sit with. Like, there's so many different things that we have this relationship with food. We don't see it as this really amazing fuel to fuel our body. It's so, there's so much more emotions to it, right? So when we say things like cheat meals or unclean foods, it's contributing again to that poor relationship, and we've got to get out of that. So I don't like cheat meals. I also feel like what they do as well is that they almost give you a free pass. So it's like you're following your program all week and you have your fat loss goals, right? You're eating all of your, you're looking at the source of your food. You got really good, real whole foods. You're bulking up your meals. You know, you're drinking lots of water. And then you have this cheat meal on Saturday night and your brain suddenly hears, oh my gosh, I get to go off my structured plan and, you know, be quote unquote bad. So before you know it, you have eaten probably double the amount that you normally would just because you, in your mind, you think this is like a free pass. It's like, it doesn't count, right? And you can undo a week's worth of progress in one meal. Believe me, I've seen it with myself and I've seen it with my clients. One single meal can erase all of the progress that you've made for a week when it comes, if your goal is fat loss, okay? So having something called a structured flex meal, it allows you to still enjoy your favorite foods. So we're not, again, putting those as off limits and creating a disordered relationship with them, but we're bringing them into our life, but in a way that has structure. So what I like to do is follow, and again, we have an example of this in the book, is, you know, dividing up your plate, having your protein and your lean, so your lean protein and your veggies. So we always want to make sure we have our protein with our meals and our veggies, because again, veggies are going to bulk us up and protein is going to keep us satiated for the longest. Protein is actually my favorite macronutrient, even though I don't like to pick favorites, but it will help you. It's been proven that anyone who follows a good, not a high protein diet, but a consistently good protein diet of good protein sources, you're going to feel fuller after each meal and you're going to have longer term results. So I like to focus the days I'm having my flex meal, I focus on protein and veggies, and then I leave room for the third part of my plate or my drink, whatever it is going to be the thing that is my flex food. So for example, I love me a glass of red wine. So if I have a small steak, I have a couple cups of roasted vegetables, then that gives me room for a couple of glasses of wine without going over. Right? Or I could have grilled chicken and two cups of salad, and then I have a small piece of cheesecake. So it's almost like you're swapping out your carb that you would normally eat for the flex food. Okay. But it's a way of you, and again, we go through this in the book, that you can incorporate this in without going overboard and keep on the results, keep it in line for your results. Okay. So those are our three things, and these three simple shifts alone will crank up your fat burning engines. Okay. So again, they are number one, looking at the source of your food. We need the raw materials, guys. I can't explain this enough, being a holistic nutritionist. Of course, calories in and calories out matter when it comes to fat loss, but you will not be able to eat a low caloric diet if you are not eating enough bulk and you're not eating enough nutrients. Okay. Those cravings will take over and send you back. So we've got to find ways that we are always getting in that nutrition to fuel the body, to support the metabolism, to support the mindset. And of course, just for overall health and well-being, real whole food is medicine and it is magic. Okay. So number one is looking at the source of your food. Number two is crushing your cravings with the volume method. So bulk up those meals without bulking up your calories. So adding, of course, the low glycemic vegetables that are high in nutrients, high in water, high in fiber, but low in calories, into your meals. And it's almost just think of them as an addition. So if you're making chili, if you're making soup, bulk up with more veggies. If you're making wraps, add in the higher fiber, the rougher ones. So things like the coleslaw, or if you're doing, instead of doing pasta, or if you are doing pasta, have a smaller percentage and bulk it up with spiralized zucchini. So it's tricking the body. You're still going to get the delicious foods you want, but you're going to feel very full and those cravings aren't going to set in. And then lastly is having a structured flex meal. So this is about saying bye-bye to those cheat meals. Let's work on that positive relationship with our food and start to see how we can incorporate the foods that we love without going over. And it's about having some structure and having some flex. And maybe the first couple of times you do it, you might be like, whoa, I just want to go totally overboard. But after time and after you give yourself permission to enjoy your foods and to do this, you're going to find that suddenly you will be able to just have that one small piece of cheesecake and feel satiated, especially if with that meal too, you've already bulked up on some low glycemic vegetables. Okay. So those are our top three strategies to eat more, to lose more. Again, make sure you head on over to fitchix.com/fatlosssecrets to download the book that where I discuss everything we talked about in this, plus two more secrets I didn't touch on. So you definitely want to get it. And also charts and checklists of how you can actually do it. And then also, don't forget that we have our upcoming certifications at fitchixacademy.com. We have our fitness and nutrition expert program starting on March 27th. That's if you want to become a certified group fitness instructor, personal trainer, and healthy eating coach. We also have our holistic nutrition and weight loss expert program, which is all about becoming a registered holistic health coach and nutrition coach. So head on over to fitchixacademy.com, get more info about that. And of course, if you like our podcast, talking too much without Amanda, if you enjoy our podcast, please help us spread the healthy love. And one way to do that is by leaving us a review on iTunes or on whatever player that you're listening to, because these reviews really help to boost our podcast in the rankings and help spread our message about helping women build healthier relationships with their bodies, with fitness, with nutrition, with mindset, and more. So please head on over to iTunes after the show. And as a thank you again, we'll make sure we'll read your review on live in our next podcast. And we might send you over a little present too. Okay, guys, have an amazing day and I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.